Hey guys, are you ready for some money rehab?
Wall Street has been completely upended by an unlikely player, GameStop.
And should I have a 401k?
Because you don't do it?
No, I know.
Girl. You think the whole world revolves around you and your money? Well, it doesn't.
Charge for wasting our time. I will take a check.
Like a old school check.
You recognize her from anchoring on CNN, CNBC, and Bloomberg. The only financial expert you don't need a dictionary to understand. Nicole Lappin.
Happy, happy Labor Day, everyone. To some, today is just a bank holiday or a freebie vacation day. For others, it's a celebration of labor organizations, which we've already celebrated here on Money Rehab, like on episode 99 with Chris Smalls, who headed Amazon's unionization efforts. But no matter how you're celebrating today, you should also take advantage of the big opportunity to save big. We all know the big players in the holiday sales game. The biggies are Memorial Day, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and of course, Labor Day. But not all sales are created equal. In fact, each holiday has its own niche where you can expect to see sales on certain products, but not others. I see people run into issues all the time where they hold off on buying things they need because they expect that around these holidays, they're going to get a great deal. That's not necessarily the case. For example, your vacuum may have taken its last dusty breath and you have been planning on finding a beautiful replacement on Labor Day where you're sure you'll be able to pounce on a great deal. But nope. On Labor Day weekend, you will not see too many deals on vacuums, my friends. These deals roll around actually in springtime. But don't worry, I will guide you through three products you can expect to save big on this Labor Day. Number one, patio furniture. If you've been going extreme makeover home edition on your backyard this summer, this is the perfect time to buy new patio furniture. Companies discount outdoor furniture in September because they assume that around this time of year, most folks are going to be winding down on the outdoor season and gearing up to be inside for the cooler months. As a result, these companies expect to see a drop in the number of people looking to buy patio furniture. So, to get back on your radar, they will slash prices to get you back in the store or to buy it online. It is all about supply and demand, baby. Number two. Grills. Grills go on sale in September because of the same rationale companies apply to patio furniture discounts. If grill season is over, companies need to give shoppers an incentive to buy. And nothing is more tempting than a lower price. Number three. Mattresses. In the first two examples, a price dip made a lot of sense, right? Demand decreases at the end of summer months for patio furniture and grills, and so the price decreases as well. Mattresses, on the other hand, well, I just have no idea why all the best mattress deals happen over Labor Day weekend. It's not like there's a decreased demand for mattresses in the winter, right? I've never seen reports of a national trend where people sleep less at certain times of the year. Have you? And yet, come Labor Day, the whole mattress community comes together and puts their goods on sale. You can find really sweet deals in your typical specialized bedding stores or even more general department stores. For today's tip, you can take straight to the bank. If you think that within the next year, you're going to need one of these items I just called out, buy it today, now. Definitely don't buy something just for the sake of buying it. There is no reason to get patio furniture if you don't have outdoor space. But if you see yourself buying a new mattress within the next year, now is a great time to do it. If your patio chairs are on their last leg, don't schedule your shopping around when you think you'll use your next setup next. Instead, schedule your shopping around when you can get the best bargain.
Is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Nicole Lappin. Our producers are Morgan Lavoy and Mike Coscarelli. Executive producers are Nikki Etor and Will Pearson. Our mascots are Penny and Mimsy. Huge thanks to OG Money Rehab team Michelle Lands for her development work, Catherine Law for her production and writing magic, and Brandon Dickert for his editing, engineering, and sound design. And as always, thanks to you for finally investing in yourself so that you can get it together and get it all. You spend my money.